Now, the Archibald, Wynne and Solomon are the nation's most famous portrait, landscape and subject painting prizes and are entered in by thousands of people each year. But what happens to the work that doesn't make the cut? Well, for the past 23 years, Tap Gallery in Sydney's Surry Hills has been giving artists the opportunity to have their work seen by the public and their peers. Matt Smith is one of these artists and he's on the line right now. Matt, thanks for your time.
G'day, morning.
Good morning. So you took out the People's Choice Award for the exhibition. When did you find this out? What was your reaction?
It was pretty amazing. I'm still exceptionally stoked.
Yeah, congrats.
On Saturday night, they have a exhibition with all the artists and, you know, friends and family come along. And I think I had the most friends that night. You know, it was very official. The voting was very pro.
Yes.
And yeah, I think I won by one vote, and so it was tight. It was great.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
Well, congratulations. You painted a man called Alec Dumagie, and who is he? Why did you choose to paint him?
Alec Dumagie is a Wani man, a warrior, activist, and just I just thought of really proud and strong leader. By chance, I saw a video on Welcome to Country website, and it was about him and his people reclaiming their country, their Wani country, which is up in a place at the bottom of the Gulf of Carpentaria. And yeah, like a long way away. And it's a beautiful place. It's like a really harsh desert, but there's an oasis called Budjumala, otherwise known as Lawn Hill, and it's this oasis in the middle of the really quite harsh desert. Beautiful place.
Mm. Yeah, I've seen the portrait myself, and, you know, it's quite abstract. You've got this giant kind of, I'm not sure if it's an eagle, the wings kind of spreading out with,
yes.
It's quite powerful, the work.
Oh, thank you. That's Alex's totem. He's a wedge-tail eagle totem.
Right, okay.
And I actually, with my friend Sean Izzard, who's a photographer, we drove up there. So it's like a 6,000-kilometer round trip. We drove up there to meet him at a festival that he runs in Gregory called the Gulf Country Frontier Days Festival. And on the way up, which was through the drought last year, which is only just, I think, finding relief, there was a lot of wedge-tail eagles circling above, and that journey there gave me lots of ideas about how I might approach the portrait. Alec was really busy with his festival, so I only really got to hang with him for about 30 minutes by the time I got there. So it was a long way to go for 30 minutes.
Wow, yeah. It's a short amount of time. And
Yeah,
go on.
Yeah, we had a really good talk, you know, a discussion, and he's a really open guy and a really passionate man, and really passionate about, you know, what he's trying to do and what he's about, and he's really protective of his country and his people, and that's what I loved about him and what I saw in that video originally. And yeah, he's had a really interesting life, and the festival is all about bringing together First Nation people from all over the world, and it's quite incredible.
Yeah, he sounds like an inspirational fella, and you've kind of touched on this a bit, but what can you tell us about the Real Refuses exhibition? I'm told that the entry is half the price of the Archibald, Solomon and Wynne, but it's twice the fun.
Oh, man. They're a crazy mob, and I love them. They are excellent. I was approached by Paul in the car park. As I was loading my work into the back of my car, going, oh, well, you know, I gave it a crack.
Yeah.
That was good, you know, giving knowing looks to the other artists in the car park, going, yeah, we didn't quite make it. So yeah, it was kind of
solidarity there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was kind of like, you know, rice mold. Well, we gave it a crack. But Paul approached me and I went, yeah, like I worked really hard on it. And I did that whole journey to achieve it. And I thought, yeah, what a shame to not some more people to not see it, you know, or to see it. So.
Right. And so, yeah, go on. Sorry.
Yeah. So I took it up there the next week and Leslie, and Paul and their group, they hung it, and I think there's over 50 pieces there.
Mm.
And I tell you what, it's just that week or the last 2 weeks since meeting them, I met some incredible people, really passionate, really fun. It's a really, really fantastic community. They're great.
Yeah. And, you know, have you been painting for a while? Was it exciting to see people look at your work?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, this is probably the most public exhibition I've had. I started painting about 3 years ago.
Oh,
Where I figured my plan B should be my plan A.
Nice.
You know, as I get on, what am I going to do for the rest of my life? Do something I like.
Nice.
And, it's all part of the journey, which is a theme throughout my work.
Well, for 3 years into the industry, you're definitely making your mark, and that's very exciting that you're featured in this gallery. Matt, thank you so much for your time on the show today. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, heaps.
Thank you.